Nárad nossens als says Vese Bechinas Isur Shatnes. Based on this introduction, we'll understand also why, when it comes to clothing, when it comes to wool and linen, there the Torah says that a Jew is forbidden to combine them. Because a Jew has to guard his clothing, his garments, from conflict, from controversy, from machloikis. Dahainu tsemeru pishtim. And a major example of controversy and conflict in clothing is wool and linen. Shehem bechinas machloikis. They symbolize machloikis, ki hem shnei hafochim kanal, because they are both opposites, as we learned earlier in Hilchas Kilei Begodim, Halacha Aleph. We know in the beginning of the creation of the world, Adam Arishon had two sons, Cain and Hevel. And the Torah says Hevel brought a gift to Hashem from the choicest of everything he had, from the best. His gift was wool. His gift was from the sheep. He brought a sacrifice, an offering from the sheep, which are associated with wool. Whereas Cain, we're told, Cain brought a gift to Hashem from pishtan, from flax, which is what you make linen from. And that's one of the sources where the Zohar HaKadosh and all the Sforim show us that wool and linen are opposites. Wool is the best and flax is the worst, you know, the sheep. And therefore, these are real opposites. The habigodim tzrichen liyos bebchinas shalom, whereas clothing is supposed to be peaceful, not conflicting, not conflict. V'alkein ha-koyein b'shas avoido. And this is why you'll understand an incredible chiddush. Jews are not allowed to wear shatnas, but there's an exception to it. The kohen, while he's doing service in the Beis HaMikdash, only during service is allowed to wear shatnas. She'oz hu betachlis ha-shalom. The Kohen is Shalom. When he's in the Beis HaMikdash is Sukkas Shalom. And when he's doing the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, which is all about bringing about peace between Hashem and the Jewish people, Ki hu Avoido hi b'chinas bris Shalom. Because the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash is referred to as the covenant of peace. Kamei Shekosuv, as it says, as Hashem said to Pinchas, that because you stood up for my honor, because you killed Zimri and Cusbi, therefore, hineni noisen lo, I give him my covenant of peace, which means I give him the privilege of doing the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. The service in the Beis HaMikdash will be a covenant of kahuna. And this is why, while the Kohen is in the middle of doing the Avoida in the Mishkan Beis HaMikdash, he's allowed to wear shatnez, not just allowed, adarabba, not just allowed, just the opposite. Ze ikar mitzvasam. He's supposed to wear shatnez. He's wearing wool and linen together. Why? Ki machmas shehu betachlis hasholim. Because of the fact that the Kohen, when he's doing the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, he is reaching the pinnacle, the top of the top of peace, of perfection, of shalom. Then he has the ability to compromise, to bring about peace, a unity between the most extreme opposites, wool and linen, shehem shnei hafochim, which are two opposites. And that's the perfection of peace. Ki ikar amailas hasholoim, because the real quality of peace, when we talk about the beauty of peace, is kishoisin sholoim ben shnei hafochim. When you're able to generate peace, to bring about peace between two opposites, people who are very different. The more different they are, when they're able to unite, that's called peace. When two people who grew up exactly the same way and they think alike and they like the same way and they're able to live together in peace, that's not sholem. That's not the real beauty of sholem. The beauty of sholem is when you have people who complement each other. They're different. He's A and she's Z. He's B and she's X. They're different in 100 different ways. And yet they're able to unite and join together on all the important things that they share, and they're able to share their knowledge with each other and share their feelings, and each one's able to give the other one some of what they have, that's the real Sholaim. Kama Shekosov Rabbeinu Neiro Yoer, as Rabbeinu Zal writes, in chapter 80 in Likutei Moran. V'alkein Iker Mitzvahs Bigdei Kohuna Sheyu Mikelayim. And this is why the perfection of the clothing of the Kohen is that the clothing with which he serves in the Beis HaMikdash should be made of shatnez, should be wool and linen. Another point Rav Nosson Zal adds here, Gam tzorich lishmer habegodim miksomim. We know that the Gemara warns us, the Torah warns us, that a Jew, especially a religious Jew, has to be extremely careful that their clothing should not be stained, soiled. It shouldn't have stains on it, especially referring to a stain that comes from Pegam HaBris, Chas V'Shalom. Ulaham shich lohem lavnunis min hamoyach. But rather to try to draw whiteness from the brain into the clothing. Sheyu bebechinas begodim levonim. Said the person's clothing should be whitened, bleached. The bleach comes from the brain. Kamuva kol ze b'maymar hayman. As all of this is elaborated on in the chapter on Likutei Moran entitled Hayman, the ozel, the miboy something litza. A person who's looking for a wife, which is chapter 29 in Likutei Moran. V'zeo b'chinas tikkun habris, k'moshe mevor sham ayin sham. And this is all about tikkun habris. These white clothing is all about tikkun habris, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there. Interesting that we're in the Sfira Soimer. Today is 20 days in the Oimer. Rabbeinu Zal, when he gave that shir on Likutei Moran, Torah Chof Tes on Likutei Moran, which is an incredible, incredible chapter of Likutei Moran, I believe, if I'm almost positive, that was on Shavuos, and that was when Rabbeinu Zal started wearing white garments, white clothing, you know, even though it wasn't Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur when we wear the white kittel. That was what he spoke about that time, these white garments. We know that Shavuos represents Tikkun HaBris. Shavuos is one of the rare, rare holidays when husbands and wives are required to separate, when the husband is required to be apart from his wife, and he's up the entire night, no sleeping, no connection, no slight connection with Pegam HaBris. That's what Shavuos is all about. And the dairy foods, the white dairy foods that we eat on Shavuos, during one of the meals of Shavuos. Ayin Sham, look over there in Torah Choftes to see that the clothing is this white clothing. We draw this whiteness from the brain, and it's all about Tikkun HaBris. And this also explains that first shearing of wool of the sheep, which we give to the Kohen. Ki ha-Kohen hu bechinas chochma. Because we know that the Kohen is associated with chochma. Bechinas kodesh, which is referred to as kodesh in Sifrei Kabbalah. Kadesh li kol bechoyer. And bechoyer is the first. Bechoyer is reishis, which is chochma. Reishis chochma. And by giving the Kohen the first, that's how we draw this whiteness from the brain, which is that Chachma. And it's from there, from the Moyach, from the Chachma, that we draw this whiteness into our clothing, Hanasim migizas tzemer, which is made from those tufts of wool, v'nasim bebechinas begotim levonim kanal, and our clothing becomes whitened clothing, pure clothing. V'ze bechinas, and this is what the pasuk says, which Rabbeinu Zal quotes over there in chapter 29 on the Likutei Moran, bechol eis yu begodecho levonim, at all times your clothing should be white, v'shemen al roishcho al yechsar. And you should not be lacking from the oil on your head. Meaning, shayidei shemen al roishcha, through that holy oil that's on the head, referring to the chachma, the seichel, the koyin. שהוא בחינס הדאס, which is that das of kedusha, בחינס שמן משחס קודש, as the Torah speaks about a holy oil, בחינס הכהן הנמשך בשמן, referring also to the kohen who is anointed with oil, בבחינס, as the pasuk says, כשמן הטוב על הראש יורד על הזקן, like the good oil on the head, which goes down, rolls down to the beard, zekan Aaron, the beard of Aaron hakohen, Aydei ze yu begodecho levonim. Through that, by drawing this chachma, this seichel of kedusha from the brain, that seichel, that oil, goes into the garments and whitens them. As we saw in this pasuk, the pasuk put both things together, the shemen al haroish and the begodecho levonim. Now Rav Nosson Zal changes to a different topic, however, using the same introduction that we gave here to clarify it. Hilchos Nidui v'Cheirem, the laws of excommunication, where a person crosses such a red line, chas v'shalom, that the rabbis are forced to excommunicate him, to cut him off from Klal Yisrael to a degree. The Shulchan Aruch says, Al Esrim v'arbo dvorim menadim, there are 24 different crimes for which the rabbis have the authority to put a person in nidui, or in cherem, excommunication. Ve'ikra nidui hu al pegam kvoi talmidei chachamim. Rav Nosson Zal says, if you'll take a look at the 24 examples that the Gemara gives of those people who we put in cherem, you'll observe that the majority of them are people who have shown their lack of faith and respect for the rabbis, for the authority of the rabbis. Oy al shepogam bedevrehem, or he was pogam in the words of the rabbis. Either he showed disrespect for the rabbis themselves, or disrespect for their words, for their authority. Ki atalmidei chachamim marbim shalom ba'olam, because the Gemara tells us that talmidei chachamim are the ones who promote peace in the world. That's what they're all about. They teach Torah, and the path of the Torah is a path of peace. Derecheho darchei noyam v'chol nesivoseho shalom. Ki heim poiskim ha'alochos, because the true rabbis are the ones who are able to draw the right conclusions from the Torah. They are posek halacha. They resolve the conflicts that are found in the Torah, the debates, the disagreements, shaydei zeh nase shalom, through which they generate peace. V'alkein, and therefore, kishepoygein bohem, when a Jew transgresses against the rabbis, chayev nidui, then that Jew has to be excommunicated. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, umitevel yeniduhu, that he will be cut off, removed from the assemblage, you know, from everybody. We exile this person. We separate them from the community. Because he sinned, he transgressed against peace. Peace is the rabbis, and peace is the words of the rabbis. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses in the beginning of chapter 22 in Likutei Moharan, which is entitled Choysam B'toy Choysam, Rabbeinu Zal says over there, "Kishenivgam hasholim shena saideh tamidei chachamim," that when the peace that's been brought about through the rabbis, when that peace gets messed up, azay nase gerush umachloikis, it results in the Jewish people being exiled, being thrown out, being separated. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, umitevel yiniduhu. V'zeh b'chinas nidui kanal. That word yiniduhu means to wander. They will wander around, drift around, which is the concept of nidui, a wanderer, a person who has been separated, cut off from the community, and is forced to wander around outside the community. V'alkein osur ledaber. And this is also why the law is that when a Jew is put in nidui or cherem, he's not allowed to speak. He's not allowed to talk to people. ki ikar hadibur mebechinas shalom, because true speech comes from peace. People can only talk to each other if they're at peace with each other. Otherwise, they either stop talking to each other. When people get into a disagreement, a serious disagreement, they either stop talking to each other or they're screaming at each other. They're not talking, they're yelling, screaming and shouting. So Dibur is all about Sholem. Kama Shekosov, as the Pasuk says, Adabro no Sholem. Please allow me to speak in peace. Kama Shekosov Rabbeinu Neir, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 239 in Likutei Moran. Ki Malchus Peh. Because we know, according to Kabbalah, the mouth represents Malchus. Ve'ikar kiyum ha-Malchus al-yidei b'chinas sholem. And the main thing, the only way that a Malchus, an authority, a government, a king, a ruler, can exist is when there's peace. B'chinas, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, hevu mispalalim b'shloima shel Malchus. Pray for the peace of the kingdom. Because Malchus is dependent on peace. We see this going on throughout the world right now. The minute there's a lack, there's a conflict that breaks out in a country, they throw over the government. They topple the leader. The Alkein Hadiba, the opposition topples the Melech, topples the person who's been in charge till then. And that's why speech, which is associated with Malchus and with the mouth, the ability to speak to each other is based on the degree of how much we are at peace with each other, how much we're not in conflict with each other. And this person who had to be excommunicated, he was poigim in the Talmid Chachamim. He went against the rabbis who are the promoters of peace. Upogam ba-Malchus. And therefore he went against the sphere of Malchus, the kingdom. Why? Kiman Malki Rabbanon. Because the Gemara says, who are the kings of the Jewish people? The rabbis. Kal yidei ha-halochai she-poiskim ha-Talmid Chachamim, ha-yidei ze oisim sholem. Because through the laws that these rabbis are able to derive from within the conflict, from within the Torah Shebaal Peh, which seems to be full of conflict and controversy, through that these rabbis make peace. And that's also how they repair the kingdom of the Jewish people, the kingdom of Hashem, the Shehu Bechinas Halacha. The Malchus is associated with Halacha. Shetikuna al yidei hasholim, and we know the tikkun of the malchus and the halacha is through sholim. Veze shepogam b'talmidei chachamim, and therefore this individual who has gone against the rabbis, he showed disrespect to them. Al kein osur b'dibkana, therefore he is forbidden to speak, because he is against sholim. He went against the rabbis who are Sholem. If he's against Sholem, he has no healthy speech. V'yalkein osur barbamas shaloi. And this is also why the law says that when a Jew is in Cherem, no Jew is allowed to go within 4 cubits of his space. We're not allowed to enter into his dalet amos. Ki kol odom yeshloi arba amos. Because every Jew has an area around him that he's authority over, this Dalet Amos. Ve'elu Arba Amos heim bebechinas Malchus. This Dalet Amos of the person is his domain. It is his kingdom, his Malchus. Bebechinas Arba Amos shel Halacha. As the Gemara speaks about a concept of the 4 cubits of Halacha. Bechinas Ein Loi Lakodesh Baruch Hu Ela Arba Amos. As the Gemara says, that once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the only meaningful thing that Hashem has in this world is the Arba Amos of Halacha. That's what really counts to Hashem. Ki ho Arba Amos shel kol odom heim zoichen loy, veheim reshusoy. because the four amos surrounding a person, that area of approximately 6 to 8 feet, surrounding a person in all four directions, that is his, that is that, that can acquire for him. If something comes within that area, it's his. If it's within his reach, like. And that's considered to be his domain. Nimsa shehu bebchinas malchus aleihem. So therefore, the person is like a ruler over those dalet amos that surround him. Ukishe'enoi nechlak mi malchei rabbonon. And when the person is not separated from, not cut off from these kings, these rabbis, azai zoiche barba amoisov, al yidei atamidei chachamim. So when the person is not in conflict with these rabbis, with these kings, then his four amos can acquire things for him through his connection to the rabbis, through the Talmidei Chachamim, Shein Bechinas Malchus, who are Malchus, who are these Arba Amos Shel Halacha. The rabbis are the Malchus, the rabbis are the Arba Amos Shel Halacha. So if I'm not in conflict with them, then I have Arba Amos. Aval Kishepogam Bohem. Whereas when a Jew shows disrespect for the rabbis, and he brings upon himself nidui, excommunication, then venechlak mehem, he cuts himself off from them, azai nivgomim arba amoiso. Then his arba amois are defective, and another Jew is not supposed to enter into his airspace, into his arba amois. We want to keep distance from him.